Holiday magic is in the air, and DSW's got all the shoes to make your season extra merry. Believe, you've got parties to attend and lists to check twice, so DSW is taking care of the details, like gifts to make their eyes all aglow, styles that bring joy to your world, brands everyone wants, like UGG, Nike, Birkenstock, and more, and deals to make your budget bright. Find the perfect shoes for you and yours at a DSW store near you or DSW.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
I want to give a shout out this morning to the little girl that I may have been a Scrooge to yesterday. And you tell me if I was in the wrong, because I was at downtown Summerlin yesterday and we were there for their giving machines, and until January, you can go to the downtown Summerlin one or the district at Green Valley Ranch, and they have these giving machines, and you go and it's like a vending machine, but you press the numbers and this thing falls down based on what you buy, and you buy it for charities like Three Square and Baby's Bounty. It's like, it's a really cool thing. So we were out there. We had face painters and like free hot chocolate. It was just like a huge party. There were a ton of people down there. And if you came by, thank you for coming by. And there were a lot of kids like running around. And there was this one girl in particular. And she's like literally running like all over the place. And I did notice her because I was like, you know, wanting to make sure she had a parent nearby. And I didn't really see her run back to a parent. So I just was keeping my eye on her because, you know, there's a street right there. And mm-hmm. I didn't want her to run out into it. So, you know, just doing a mom thing, basically. So I'm watching her. And she runs up to our prize table. And I was like, do you want a sticker? And she, like, looks at me and doesn't, like, say anything. And just, like, grabs a stack of them and runs away. And I was like, okay. Where's your mom? You know, I'm just kind of looking. She comes back. She starts like touching stuff. And earlier there's a man handing out these big giant candy canes to all the kids. And he came over by me and I go, ooh, can I have one of those candy canes? Because my husband loves candy canes, loves them. Mm-hmm. And they're the big kind, you know, like not just like the little baby ones. They were huge. And he goes, do you have a child here? And I go, I have one at home. And he goes, here you go. And so he gave it to me. So I put this candy cane on the table and just like left it there, like with my water bottle and stuff. That little girl runs up and she grabs my candy cane and she goes, I want this. And I snatched it out of her hands. I go, that's mine. You can't have it.
Just drop down right to her level.
I was like,
mine.
I don't know.
No,
why.
That's mine.
I reverted to like a 6-year-old. I was just like, what? I go, that's mine. You can't have it. And she just looked at me and her eyes got big and then she ran away and I never saw her again.
Mommy, the mean lady from the radio station wouldn't let me have a candy cane.
Was I being a Scrooge? Should I have let her have that? Or, I mean, I just, you know, if maybe she was like, came up and was like, hi. And I'm like, oh, you're so cute. Hello. But the way she came up, grabs it, she says, I want this. And she starts taking it, and I snatched it right out of her hand. I was like, you can't have it. It's mine.
I look at this as it could have been a teachable moment for this little girl who's obviously not getting the discipline from home. She could have got it from Aunt Mercedes by saying, listen, this is mine. Santa Claus gave it to me. If you like it, you have to say please, or make her like give you some respect and stop and say, okay, may I please have that candy cane? And you would have taught her a teachable moment. Give the little kid the candy cane. It's a little kid. They deserve the candy cane. But make a teachable moment. So I do, if I got a rule, Scrooge or not, I say you were Scrooge-esque.
I feel like, you know, it's not my job to give her a teachable moment. Where is your parent? Where is your
takes
mom
a village.
Or your dad?
It takes a village, Mercedes,
and
to raise these kids.
I am nice to all the kids, but the way she came up, like, so, like, she was just
entitled.
Like, yeah, I want this, and just takes it. Like, didn't even ask. Like, can I have this?
I envision a tug of war. Mine.
Oh, I snatched it out of her hands so fast, and I go, "You can't have it. It's mine." And then, one of our coworkers, he's sitting there, and he sees the whole thing go down, and he's laughing. Mm-hmm. And I looked at him. I go, "Was I being a Scrooge?" And he goes, "No, I wouldn't have let her have it either." And I was like, "Are you sure?" Because then I started having like remorse, and
because it's a kid, it was an adult. Different story. I want this. It's a little kid. Teachable moment right here.
Oh, was I a Scrooge? 702-364-9400. I mean, it wasn't a little baby candy cane. It's a big one.
It's a big one. I get it.
That's my excuse.
Was Mercedes a Scrooge? The phones are starting to light up.
Oh,
let's see which side everyone sides on. It's Mix 94.1.
Am I the Grinch? Am I the Grinch? I did something yesterday that I'm now regretting. Well, kind of regretting. Actually, I don't know if I regret it. Do you think I was a Scrooge? There was a little girl that was running around my radio remote last night, and I had a candy cane that I was going to take home to my husband on the table. She runs up to the table. She grabs it and says, "I want this." And I snatched it out of her hand and I said, "You can't have it. It's mine." And now I'm wondering if I'm an adult beefing with a 7-year-old.
You drop down to her level. My opinion is this kid has no discipline at her house. She's entitled running around. Here was a teachable moment for you to say, listen, what do you say? My teacher to say, please, make it a moment for this girl.
Wasn't that a teachable moment, though, that she can't have everything that she wants?
I think you should have taught her some manners in that moment.
Why is it my job to be her parent?
Because it takes a village. Because she's not getting discipline at the house. She's got to get it from somewhere else. So it's up to you to give that kid the discipline and say, listen, say please. Be a nice child, not a naughty kid. And here you go.
Brenna, good morning. What do you think?
I think as you should have. Manners go a long way for little kids, and she didn't have them. So as you should have.
So it was okay for me to keep my candy cane. I mean, again, it was one of the very large ones, not your regular size candy cane.
That's hold on. This guy, who's handing him out? Santa or some random stranger?
No, he was working with the giving machine people.
And he was handing him out to kids.
Yes, but I think he ran out. I think I got the last one.
Yes, you're not a kid.
Well, yeah, but he asked if I had one, which I do.
You have teens and adults. Yeah, but
he was giving them out to teens? come on, Rachel. Good morning.
Good morning. Oh, Mercedes, you are so in the right. I teach middle school, so I see that behavior in bigger kids, too. So you saying, hey, that's mine, that's great. It's not like you pushed her down and ran away.
That's not what I heard.
Took it away and got your thing.
Yeah.
Totally okay.
I just snatched it out of her hand. That's all. You can't take stuff that doesn't belong to you. That was the teachable moment.
And you pushed her down.
Stop starting rumors.
No one's going to think you pushed your child down. How good was the candy cane?
I don't know. It's gone now. So Matt must have really loved it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com